the rising God. O from earth to heaven restored, mighty re-ascended Lord, bending from thy throne on high, hear our penitent cries.
In the name of Jesus, amen. The text is Joel 2. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I ask you, when the day of God's wrath and forevermore hellacious judgment comes, who will be able to stand? When the day comes when there will be no more time for repentance and faith, no more time for confession and absolution, no more time to worship Jesus as Lord, no more time for fasting, weeping, and mourning, who will be able to stand? The prophet Joel preaches a mighty promise for you from the Lord. He's given to preach the Lord's word so that you and Israel know God perfectly. That's our Lenten theme, knowing God perfectly. How can that happen? Here's how. Return to the Lord your God, Joel proclaims. Why? It's because God is gracious. God is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger, and he abounds in steadfast love. Knowing God perfectly is when you believe that God is gracious and merciful to you, when he is slow to anger with you, overflowing with unfaltering love for you. You know God perfectly as he gives you salvation. He justifies you, his sinners, for Christ's sake. For your sake, then, Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin, so that you have the righteousness of God. Yes, God is in the business of forgiving all and every sin and the whole lot of sinners. He did a Good Friday to prove that. God so loved the world. All of Lent and all of life, for that matter, are all about what? Believing. Believing to expect and receive salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ. So now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation to you and to all. No more putting off God's grace and mercy. Don't let anything get in the way of you being given the Lord's steadfast love in Good Friday Jesus. I beg you, do not receive God's grace in vain. I beg you, stop justifying yourselves. Seriously, no more excuses. Quit putting on airs. Tell the truth. You are a sinner, so confess your sin. Turn your back on your sin. After all, your sin, when you take a good and honest look at it, is really quite shocking. Your sin is grossly grotesque. When God shows you your sin and just how nasty and monstrous it is, it makes you sick to your stomach. You don't want to eat. Tears flow from your eyes. You cry and you grieve over your sin. So turn from your sin and return to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe. I implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That too is Joel's sermon on this Ash Wednesday. Return to me with all your heart, God says, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts, God says through the prophet Joel. Rend your hearts. Return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Joel would have you learn and know God perfectly. After all, your salvation is at stake. To know God perfectly is to expect true and lasting treasure from heaven, salvation from God in Jesus. To know God perfectly is to receive true and lasting treasure from heaven, salvation from God in Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, Lord Jesus, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and true man born of the Virgin Mary, has redeemed you, lost and condemned persons. He has purchased and he has won you from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. What then should you expect to receive from God because of Jesus? It's simple. I tell you again, Joel puts it perfectly. You are given to receive and expect God's mercy, not God's anger, God's grace, not his wrath. Expecting and receiving God's steadfast love is spelled F-A-I-T-H. Faith receives what God gives to sinners. Faith boldly expects divine grace and mercy for Christ's sake. And so what Jesus said in the gospel tonight is absolutely true. He said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Ha, Jesus is your treasure. Ha, he died for you. In Good Friday, Jesus, God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. So expect to receive it because he promises it, especially tonight in the sacrament. Eat and drink, he says, my body, my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. In that promise, you know God perfectly, the way he wants to be known. God. God. For you. Good Friday Jesus, made to be sin, in order to give you his righteousness. Ha, have a blessed Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.